This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show right here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I told you we were going to have him on. He is one of the greatest fighters of all time, 5-time heavyweight champ, Olympic medalist. His name is the real deal, Evander Holyfield. Champ, how are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Good. Thanks for taking the time to hop on. Now, I got to ask you. First, it was kind of odd last week. We saw videos over the past week, and we've heard that Mike Tyson has been working out at 53 years old. He comes out with a video on social media. He says, "I'm back." We see you this week come out with a video where you're working out, and you say, "My first week back in the gym, I feel great. I'm looking forward to stepping up my training sessions and intensity as I prepare for my fight." My question to you, champ, what is that fight?
Well, you know, one thing is just about, you know, just good health and, you know, it's kind of standing condition. My whole thing is that, of course, when I said that, a lot of people thought that mean that this thing with Mike and all that, but it wasn't. My whole thing, I just kind of found a way to be able to do some exhibition that I will be able to, doing these things for kids, where I'll be able to tell these same kids the same thing that my mother told me at a young age, meaning that if you don't get bad habits, you don't have to put nothing down. And so this, and then be able to tell people, that's the reason I look good for my age, because I took care of my body. So it is the big thing is about spreading the message to the young people, giving them an opportunity to know these same things that, you know, each generation is supposed to get better.
Okay, we're chatting it up with the real deal of Evander Holyfield. Yeah, just kind of threw people for a loop when you said fight. So when you talk about an exhibition, it may not necessarily be Mike Tyson, or has there been a discussion with Mike about holding an exhibition fight between you two?
Well, you know, people have talked about it, but, you know, it's a lot of talk right now. But we, you know, it hadn't yet completed itself to being put on paper. So, and two things get on paper where that, you know, one knows what exactly you're going to do. I'm sure, you know, it's been a big buzz all around and all this. So, in a situation like that, you had to do things properly. It's not one of these things that you hurry up and just do something, because it actually is a global thing, because the fact of the matter, so many people all around the world would like to see that. But, you know, with me, the thing is doing it properly.
Okay, understand. And when you talk about, champ, all of the children and trying to show them how to be in shape, is there an organization that you are working with or that you plan to work with on kind of educating everybody on health and wellness?
I have my own foundation. The Evander Holyfield Foundation, fight for the fight. And so in the same situation, you know, with me, my mother just taught me out of appreciation. Out of appreciation, what do people do when they really appreciate something? They go back and help. They bring themselves back, and you tell the kids your story. And, you know, each generation is supposed to get better, but they can only get better if somebody come back and show them. Because my mother wanted me to be better than she was. And so my mom is telling me, you know, because, you know, my mother only had a sixth grade education. And I was like saying, man, how in the world is somebody with sixth grade education have nine kids can raise everybody? But she did. She made the best of it. So she won't mean to make the same mistakes that she had made. And so because I didn't make the mistakes that she made, you know, I was able to not just help myself, be able to help all my family members. Because, yeah, I was the first one in the family that was able to achieve the things that I achieved because of my mother.
Understood. We're chatting it up with the real deal, Evander Holyfield, 5-time heavyweight champ, Olympic medalist. You know, when you had put your post up about upping your sessions and your intensity as you prepare to fight, you tagged quite a few people in the WWE, Booker T, Mark Henry, Fox Sports. You know, when we see an exhibition, whenever it might be, is that something that Fox and the WWE will be involved with?
You know, we were talking with them, you know, so the whole big thing is, you know, it's just conversation. Now, you know, I was on the program with them, you know, and I was a big wrestling fan. I'm, you know, Thunderbolt Palace and all that. I like it, you know, I'm coming and The Rock. These are the things that this was our entertainment as a kid. And these are the things that which instantly they were instantly great. You know, it's like you get in there and when a new person come on, it keeps getting bigger and bigger, you know,
yep.
To roll. And I'm telling you, that's what we really, really, really like. And they gave me an opportunity to I was in one of the events that they had at the Omni, and it was great.
Okay. Real deal Evander Holyfield on the line with us here, the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. It's been 2011 since you were last in the ring. I know you said you want to up and stay in shape as you're 57 years old right now. What type of shape have you been in over the last 9 years? Have you lapsed in ring work? Are you have you totally been out of the ring, or have you been throwing those hands and staying in condition?
No, not. You know, the thing is, I've been given information. It's, you know, when you're helping people, so you remind yourself all these things. You know, you do them, you know, 2 minutes or 3 minutes, show them how to do it, and like that, show them how to do it at fast time, 2 or 3 minutes. But you get the rest. You get the rest for, you know, the 35 minutes, 45 minutes that they have to work out. So, you know, but I guess one of the big parts of the thing is just pretty much what my mama said. She told me, she said, for you to get fat, that means you have to be lazy. And said, being lazy when you know what to do and don't do it. And she said, you've been in this ever since you were 8 years old. And so, you know, it was amazing. I got on the scale the other day. I weighed 215 pounds.
Wow.
The same weight that I was when I was a heavyweight champion.
Gotcha. We chatted up with Evander Holyfield, the real deal. Evander, I appreciate you taking the time to hop on. If I understand everything correctly, you are fighting to get in shape for an exhibition. You're looking to do something that's going to benefit children, and it may not necessarily be with Mike Tyson. You know, you guys have to particularly come to an agreement. Has there been a conversation about getting in the ring with him, or is it someone else?
Well, I have a conversation with quite a few people, some people from Australia, some people from England, and like that. And it's just, and even Dubai. You know, it's people call me anyway. Oh, we'll do this with you. We'll do it. And so, you know, I got my management group, and they are trying to find out what would be best.
Okay, awesome. When is the last time that you and Mike had a conversation?
I guess about 2 weeks ago, 2 weeks, 2 or 3 weeks.
Okay, all right. I think we may be rounding something up. Evander, the real deal, Holyfield, looks like I'm going to surmise like everyone else. I'm going to say that you and Iron Mike, might be back in the ring for an exhibition. I hope I'm right, but I hope you guys aren't beating the snot out of each other at the same time.
Well, the thing is that, you know, all that got to come together. All that got to come together in a way that we both understand to how this is going to work for the kids. And I think the most important thing is for the kids. And, you know, and people, we realize that, you know, my whole thing is that I'm always going, I wouldn't get in nothing if I couldn't be at what I call my very best, you know. I just know at my best at 57, it may be different, from when I was the heavyweight champ of the world. But I can do three rounds.
I can do three rounds. Okay. I appreciate you for hopping on, Champ, and then, you know, sharing the information. And, you know, we will all definitely stay tuned as, you know, this exhibition that you're planning hopefully comes to fruition. We've been chatting it up with the 5-time heavyweight champ, Olympic medalist, the real deal, Evander Holyfield. Champ, I appreciate you for taking the time to hop on.
Thank you.
No doubt about it. This is the JR Sport Brief Show right here with you on CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.